God has fixed a day in which He'll judge the world in righteousness through the man that He's appointed, Jesus Christ, having furnished proof to all men that He raised Him from the dead.
You've heard the story of Abraham and his son. Go up to that mountain and slaughter your only son. Abraham goes to that mountain in obedience. He ties his son down. His son offers no resistance, it seems. And the old man goes for the knife, lays his hand upon the brow of his son, and as the hand comes down, he is stopped. God will provide. And you say, oh, what a wonderful story. There it was, the animal there trapped by its horns in the bush. What a wonderful ending to the story. It wasn't the ending. It was the intermission. Hundreds of years later, on a hill called Calvary, God the Father laid His hand on the head of His only begotten Son, and He slaughtered Him. Someone had to die. You see, this is the cross that all these modern day preachers put in the back of the store and not in the storefront window, because it's a shameful thing. It's a horrid thing. It's a terrible thing. Some of you are looking at each other as though, I've never heard anything like this before. Absolutely. And that's why the cross has so little power in your life. Someone had to die. Justice had to be satisfied. To demonstrate love, God had to put away sin first. And there was only one way to do it. The death of the only begotten Son of God. He died.
Mercy at Calvary was great, and grace was free. How can it be that I, a child of hell, would in His image shine? That I've been snatched out of the fire when I spent my years in vanity and pride? And here I am, I've got a little light, I've got a hope of heaven. What mercy has been bestowed upon us. What has been lavished upon us. This is the mercy of God because of the death of Christ.
And He is worthy of all praise and glory and honor. And He demands such from you. And He has made it possible in His glory, in His love, for you to come to Him. And He cries out, all who are thirsty, come and drink. All who are hungry, come and eat. Why do you spend your money on that which will not satisfy? Come and drink from Me, He says. He will come. He will burst forth from this sky. And the greatest and mightiest of men and all their armies, one glimpse of the one who rides that horse, they will cry out from mountains to bury them. You see, you need to understand, His sovereignty and power is such that He sits over everything with absolute sovereignty. And if all the created universe, angels and men, demons and devils, all turned against Him to fight, they would have no more strength than if one of them, the weakest of them, stood alone against Him. They'd have no more strength than a mite beating its head against a piece of granite. That God, that man, Christ Jesus, rose again from the dead. And on the 40th day, He ascended up to the right hand of His Father.
Everything He's done, everything is ready. The door is open.
And for the first time in all the history of history, a man walked up to the doors of heaven and cried out what we find here in verse 7. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. And all of heaven behind those doors are in utter shock, in silence, in wonder. Finally, a brave one lifts his head and begins to speak. Who is this King of glory? Who dares speak to these doors? No man has ever dared come this far or lay his hand to the latch of this wall. Who is this King of glory? And then all of a sudden, the Lord, the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, the man for us, cries out, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, lift up your heads, lift them up, old ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. And in the first time of all time, those doors open for a man. He walked through those doors. and everything that has ever been made fell on its face. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, Lord, above. Crown him with many crowns. This Lamb upon the throne.